Speaking of the word, coming to the psalm for the day, it's Psalm 22 today. It's a long psalm, started yesterday and ended today in our Bible reading through the year. It's an interesting psalm because it's pointing to the future. It's pointing to the suffering of Jesus and what he goes through. And David was having some of that same type of suffering. So a lot of the psalm is talking to God. David is being honest with God about the sufferings he's going through. And yep, he's complaining. He's saying a lot, but we find right about the middle of the psalm, verses 22, 23, and 25, we find a positive word, what he really believes in his heart. Yes, I know I'm going through all these things, but God, you are my Father. You are my Savior. You're going to take care of me. Amen. And so he says in verse 22, this is from King James, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise thee. I'm going through all this, but when I get together with your people, Lord, I'm going to praise you. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All ye the seed of Israel. He goes on in 25 to say, my praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. God's word translation says, I will tell my people about your name. I will praise you in the congregation. All who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, hey, glorify him. Stand in awe of him. All you descendants of Israel, my praise comes from you while I am among those assembled for worship. In other words, when we get together, we're going to worship him, and our praise that belongs to him is going, whoa, right up to him. Amen. I will fulfill my vows in the presence of those who fear the Lord. So we're fulfilling our vows this morning as we praise him. And the Passion says, I will praise your name before all my brothers, as my people gather. I will praise you in their midst. Lovers of Yahweh, praise him. Let all the true seed of Jacob glorify him with your praises. Stand in awe of him, all you princely people, the offspring of Israel. You're the reason for my praise. It comes from you and it goes to you. I will keep my promise to praise you before all who fear you. Do you fear him? Do you stand in awe of our God? Amen. We're going to stand and we're going to praise the Lord this morning. But before we do, here in this great gathering for worship, I have discovered this praise life. Hallelujah! Right here, I've discovered something new. I've discovered there's a life of praise. How about it, huh?
Amen.
And I love it when we come together and worship. And it goes on and says, and I'll do what I promised right here in front of all the God worshipers.
That's right.
Amen! Let's do it!